Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is the interview segment with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Hafidullah on our spiritual breakfast. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is on Sunnis and Shias. Mufti Saab, is there such a thing as Sunnis and Shias, or should we say Muslims and Kafirs?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we study the topic of Muharram, and then the Shias and the Sunnis, and whatever you want to call, there's a greater issue now, and that is what Israel, I don't know if you'll know, you're supposed to carry all this in the news now. So there is bombing continuing right there in Gaza city, and thousands of people are being injured, hundreds are being shuhada and martyrs. This seems to be the final attempt by the Israeli apartheid Nazi regime to get rid of the Palestinians, exterminate them, starvation and so forth. As I always say, one is the dog on the street, the bulldog, and is biting, hurting everybody. But who is the owner of that dog? It's America. So we must remember that the major blame must go to America, and they showed their true colors in the United Nations Security Council. 5 times they vetoed it when the whole world wanted ceasefire. And now again, remember, they're giving them more and more chance. That Trump, the enemy of Islam and Muslims, the donkey, you know. So he says, you must remember that Israel must cancel the Stern court case against him, against Netanyahu, the war criminal Netanyahu, and then there will be peace and so forth. So I mean, now how can all these type of things happen, you know? He's a war criminal and you just say, no, write it off and so forth and so on. But then, you see, now we're speaking of Sunnis and Shias. If we remove our emotions one side, you know, not the belief. Belief, Shias are kafirs, end of the story. We all know that. So we're the most vocal on that, alhamdulillah. But if we look at the real thing going on today, look at the Sunni countries. Which one is really supporting Palestine? So they're supporting America, they're supporting Israel. You take the Saudis, you take the Emiratis, you take Qatar, you take Bahrain, you take Morocco, you take Jordan, Egypt, all murtad haramis. Not one of them you can call a Muslim government. I call them all murtad, all ghaddaf. Shia the kafir, we know that there. But what a good are these people? So that is the betrayal of Palestine, that is betrayal of Masjid al-Aqsa, that is betrayal of the Ummah at large. So that is the crime that is committed. And now by our own people, remember this, and they think America, Israel will give them security and so forth. So therefore, we that have to understand what is really happening and so forth. I mean, Iran will get a lot of credit, you understood, that in the 10 days, 12 days, whatever you want to call it, the way they bombed, you understand, Tel Aviv and Haifa and Beer Sheba and all these places and so forth, that they broke the back of Israel, thinking that they got the Iron Dome and all this. So that's what I mean. Emotions aside, Quran teaches us, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ أَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا إِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. The hatred of a people should not make you forget justice, you know. So always, even with our enemies, Shia or Pakka enemies, 100%, remember. I sent out one nice message today. Palestine was conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And remember, فَتَحَهَا Umar ibn al-Khattab وَحَرَّرَهَا صَلَاحُ الدِّينِ ومن يحررها الآن. When I went in 89, the first trip we took, my wife, myself, so mashallah, one Arab person, Palestinian, was so happy, you know, I came. So he took out that frame and gave it to me. And I don't know, it got lost somewhere, you know. I think when we were moving from Newcastle to here, it just got misplaced somewhere. Allah knows best. Anyway, so then it says that liberate, it was conquered in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, in the 16th year of the Hijrah. Same year our Islamic calendar was established. And then liberated by Salahuddin Ayyubi after 88 years occupation, 1099 to 1187. And thereafter, we must remember that he asked the question, which is very pertinent actually, that he said that, وَمَنْ يُحَرِّرُهَا الْآنِ, who will liberate Palestine today? Question mark, you see. So that, so Quran is saying, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Chapter 5, verse number 7. The hatred of a people should not make you that you don't fear and just. So if they did something good, you must say, Allah Ta'ala speaks about some Jews, they're very honest in their business. وَمَنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَعْمَنُوا بِقِنْطَارِ يُعْدِلِ. Qintari is abundant, millions of wealth. They'll pay it, they're honest. Quran speaks of the Christians, أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. That some of them, they don't have that pride and arrogance and so forth. So Shias are 100% kufar, but what they did in 10 days, our Sunni countries couldn't do in 80 years, 70 years. I mean, that's the honest truth, you see that. So that also we have to look at, you must remember. So this verse here, chapter 5, verse number 7. So that is what they'll capitalize on. Otherwise, you take America, you take Israel, you take Iran, and all haramis, all kuffar, all shaitans. Not one is, you must remember. For them, the other verse will also apply. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And you can see how they work around one another and, you know, stab one another in the back and all these things here. But our greatest concern now is, who is there for Gaza and that now, currently? You understand? So nobody among the Sunni world. They just talk on the stupid condemnation of Israel. Israel laughs at them and takes it and throw it in the waste paper basket. You understand? That's all they can do. So, but you the one who's helping. Otherwise, the same countries, if they want, they can just sever. You take South Africa. South Africa, the last report I read was end of this year, 2025. They will close, you must remember, the Israeli embassy and expel the ambassador. Now, what's South Africa got to do with Islam and Muslim and all that? We 1%, 2%, maximum you stretch it 3%. But they doing more work than all the Sunni countries put together. I mean, let us be honest about this. Who took Israel to the International Court of Justice? Not one Muslim country, not one Arab country. South Africa took them, so that, whether we like ANC or not, that's a feather in their cap. You must remember these kind of things there. So, it's like that. So, we should think of it a little bit broadly also, you know. So, one is the belief structure. Remember, that 100% kufar, the worst kufar there. Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah used to say, if you open his Minhajul Sunnah, Fatawa al-Kubra, and that the Shia ashaddu alayna min al-Yahud wa al-Nasara. They were kafir, and that even the Jews and Christians, you must remember that. And he was dead against the Shias because he saw them firsthand what they were doing. He wrote his whole book, Minhajul Sunnah, against them and so forth and so on, you see. So we need to understand things properly from different perspectives and so forth. And then, winning the public relations war, winning the mind of the Muslim today. If you speak Mozaid, you're half my age, quarter my age, whatever the age is, half a half. So you will interact much more with youth compared to me. If you ask an ordinary guy going to university, college and all that, and tell him, be honest, for who you'll have more sympathy, for Saudi Arabia or Emirates or for the Dubai, there's Egypt or Jordan or the Sunni countries, or you'll have more sympathy for Iran, what do you think he will say?
Currently, everyone is supporting Iran.
So they don't say everyone, but you'll see many of them, majority of them. So that's what I'm saying. So when we don't do our job, we create, just now this morning, one very senior Maulana, I won't take his name, he said, you know this morning program of yours, you know Corpus 5, he says, you yourself don't know how many people listen to it. He's telling me, I just said it, Allah's Fazl, Nabi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Barakah, parents, ustads, duas, and all that, you know, and we thank the Capital Group for all the, you know, sponsoring this year. So he said, well, what will happen when you're not here? I said, no, you, the Molana, you will take over. So he just started laughing, you understood? So I said, no, you must take over, you understood? You see, our problem is what? That we create a vacuum, right? I'm asking you today, Mozaid, that how many of our ulama in South Africa, leave other countries out for a moment. In South Africa, we say 1,000 ulama, Sunni ulama, all that, we know the Sunni. From that 1,000, it's much more than 1,000, we just say 1,000. How many of them, really speaking, on a public platform, Jummah time, they will say Shia the Kufar? How many in that 1,000, how many percent you think? How many?
Probably 3%.
3%, 5%, 10% is maximum. You understood? So when your own ulama are not prepared to publicly declare the Shias as Kufar, so I mean then, who created the vacuum? Then who let the youth go astray? Are we not to blame? So, you see, we are reactionaries. We ulama and organizations. We wake up when everything is gone. When we want to, you know, in English they say that lock the stable after the horse has bolted. You know, that's what we do. The honest truth is this. Instead of being proactive, show the people what is really happening. Like today I gave that story on the news. Story of Catherine. I sent it to you also. The lady who is the queen of Muta. You understand? And she slept with over 100 guys there in Iran, Jews. But she told them that me, I'm a Shia, or the Nostad, all. Then why for her is nothing. They're Jew, Jutli, and French, you know. So and she said that is legal. You see, Khomeini wrote in his book, Tawdihul Masail, you can make Muta for 1 hour and so forth and so on. So no Shia can dispute that and so forth. So now she used, let me use this. And she was giving all the news to Mossad and so forth. And you know, that time I told you of Vanunu. Vanunu was the whistleblower of the nuclear program there in Israel. Then they sent him to 18 years, 12 years, whatever, in jail, solitude and all that. They knew his weakness is woman, beautiful woman. So when he was there in overseas somewhere, they sent a beautiful woman. And because when he exposed them, then he went away. But they had to claw, bring him back there, you see. So they used the woman. They will use anything at their means. You know? What they worry, as long as their job gets done. So then she even said that, you know, is it in there, that she may be even responsible for giving away Ismail Haniyeh and all this, our leader of Hamas and so forth. So that's how they operate. They got nothing to do with morals and manners and character, you know. They are ruthless people and they must just get their job done. So that is the thing. So we need to take a good look at the micro and the macro. Micro is we, our ulama fraternity. Take South Africa, take all your organizations. How many organizations are publicly prepared to say Shia the Kuffar? So is that not the own goal? Then you take the macro, you take the governments, Sunni governments who I just mentioned now. How many of them are prepared to say we got nothing to do with Israel, we got nothing to do with America, and so forth? I mean, you take Hugo Chavez, you understand, of Venezuela. You take, when Bush used to come and speak, you know, George W. Bush, after that Iraq war, he used to come, Hugo Chavez, and that, and I went there, Venezuela, I saw his legacy, you know. There's different thing now, you know, certain factors take place, you know. But you must remember, he used to say, I can still smell the smell of the harami, like, you understand? He was speaking here just now, you understood? So, you know, George Bush speaks, and then after some speakers, then it's Eastern Chavez. So, they could survive without America and Israel and so forth, but our Muslim countries can't survive. But you got the resources, you got everything, and so forth. You see, you suffer from the al-ghazwul fikri, from the intellectual suffering you have, that inferiority complex. We say we got Iman, we say we got the best Islam, but it's just lip service, nothing in the heart. In your mind, it is entrenched, and it is, you must remember, part of your thinking process and thought process, that white is right and the West is the best. And we can't survive without America and Israel and so forth, you must remember. That's why the Palestinians are made, you understand? So that all the, it's not getting on from today. From 46, 47 is getting on, remember this. Now 80 years, so, but who's there for them? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. There for me, I personally, I'm not giving an issue, you understand? For me personally, to travel on Emirates, I feel is an insult to the Palestinians, you understand? For likewise, for me to go for Umrah or Hajj and all that, you can take whatever you want, but I perform Umrah, Hajj, Allah's Fazl, Allah Qabul. But for me personally, I'm saying, it's like supporting the Saudi regime, which is a Kafir regime, Najdi regime, and Wahhabi regime. So rather take that money and go spend it in Aqsa. Rather take that money and help the Palestinians. You understand? But who can you tell today? You can't tell anybody today. They laugh at you. The Maulana will laugh at you. You talk nonsense, you understand? So you just remember this. So leave the Awam. The Maulana will laugh at you. They talk nonsense. You understood? So because he can't go for Hajj, nobody told me I can't go. You understand? But I won't go. After all these halat and all these type of things. Yesterday in the news, I sent it to you all, that you must remember Sheikh Abdullah Tarifi. I don't know if you've carried it in the news. Sheikh Abdullah Tarifi, after 9 years detention, he was released yesterday or day before yesterday. Yesterday was, so maybe Friday, Saturday he was released. So after 9 years, senior alim in Saudi Arabia. Why? He spoke against the government. Even now, they told him, you release, but you can't make any public statements and you cannot travel anywhere overseas. After 9 years detention, Sheikh Abdullah Tarifi. You can Google it and see. So you must remember, when they do this to their own, then what chance we stand? So you must remember these things. Yeah. But you see, why I'm saying 9 years? If you know MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, you see Sheikh Salih bin Humayd, that's why I like him. You must listen to last week's khutbah, this Friday. So he praised the king and all that, that they have to do. But regarding MBS, he just said that Allah Mansur, you understand, Waliyul Ahad wa A'wana, and thus, and then finish. He never make Waliyul Ahad al-Amin and Hafidahullah wa Ra'ah and thus, like the other guys who are bootlickers, take his name and thus, nothing. He knows what the real halat is. He's the oldest imam. So you must remember that. And he understands politics well, you must remember this. But certain things they can't do because, but he made special dua again and he used the word Yahud twice, you know. So then it's the Friday khutbah, that's 2-3 days ago. So that you must see. So you must understand what's really happening there and so forth. Those who understand will understand and those who don't understand will not understand. So anyway, we got 5 minutes left. Let me just give you the topic what I wanted to discuss. In the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the month of Muharram, the sad part is this, that many Sunnis become Shias. What do I mean by that? I mean this following 4 or 5 things. I give you an example. Many Sunnis will say you must not get married in this month of Muharram and especially first 10 days. But why? Say, do you don't know? Say, has Imam Husseini passed away? But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. Great Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, others passed, they're all greater than Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu. You see that what you call the Shia infiltration in our tafsir, in our hadith, in our fiqh, in our history, in every field the Shia is infiltrated. But we are fast asleep. We don't even understand they have infiltrated. So what are you talking about? One. They infiltrated your Aqidah. They told you on 10th of Muharram is Qiyamah. But Quran said, La ta'atikum illa baghta. Qiyamah will come suddenly. So if you know the date, then what happens to suddenly? I mean, common sense, you understand? 2. 3, you create the perception and impression that Sayyidu Shuhada is who? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Whilst the Sayyidu Shuhada is who? Is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. But we don't even know when Hazrat Hamza passed away. But we all know when Sayyidina Imam Hussein, they will say, you see. So you see that, I'll just give you examples. And this is 90%, 80%, you must remember. Now slowly things are changing with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nur, Barakat and all, and Nur and Mubina, Nur Siraj and Munira and all. That we are educating the Ummah. We have to educate the Mawlana first. Because they themselves were confused, some of them. Either they confused or their fuses are blown. You understood? So that is the first. Next one, you must see that why only in Muharram, you go to Pakistan. I don't know if they're doing it now, but in the 70s when we were there, even the bioscopes and the cinemas were closed and they put a black cloth around it. You are asked to ask them, why is it like that? They say, nah, ye bhi ro raha hai. Imam Hussein ka intikal ho gaya. You see? That even the bioscope is crying because of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein. So where is it written that Sayyidu Shuhada is Hamza radiallahu anhu? In Mustadrak Hakim, is Sahih Hadith? Understood? So what are you going to do with that? So you see, we have to teach the people these things. Then next one, you must say, today, now this morning, I had a question. So now the lady says, on the 10th of Ashura, I want to give out some milk and some food and all these things here. So why does water, milk and all that only in Ashura? So that is what the Shias they do. Sabil. You see, last point I want to make, then we, in Mashallah, we did that all that. Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? The Kuffar Shias themselves. So you must remember that. And we use their own sources, you know that. You understood? And this type of thing. No, nobody can argue about it. So the point arises, now what we see. When I was in Iraq, in Karbala, I must tell you this. You see, we still got 1-2 minutes left. So mashallah, that you know, to finish the program and then it's news. So you see, they play a lot on the emotions of people. So you must remember that what they do with the emotions of people, that they play on it. So there you must remember that what they did is that they take you to a room. They switch off the lights and they play with the lights. So then suddenly you see red. So any language you want, Arabic, Urdu, English, like that, famous languages, they got the so commentator. So he commented. They say, my brothers, when they start this brother-sister story, you must know something coming up. My brothers, my sisters, you see, that is the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You see, that's how. And they speak proper English, you know. So that is his blood. So you already work on the emotions of the people. And by the time he finishes everything, everybody is crying, 90%. Then the lights go on and the box is waiting, please put money for us. I saw this myself. You understood? Our people all putting money. So who you can stop? You can't stop anybody. So they heighten up. They play on the emotions of the people, you know. Play with the lights and all this kind of thing. So that's what is all the drama that goes on. Like how the Jutlas play with the Holocaust, collect more money. So this is what they do. Last point you must remember, go open all the books that discuss. You understood? Sheikh Mufid wrote in Irshad, that when Imam Sayyidina Hussein, that we can say Imam Hussein, no problem, but we don't like to say that because Nabi alayhi salam used the word Sayyidina. And secondly, if you say Imam, you're promoting the Shia school directly, indirectly. So anyway, that their books write, وَدَعَى عَلَى شِيَتِهِ رَفَعَيَتِهِ وَدَعَى عَلَى شِيَتِهِ. He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, raised his hands Mubarak and he cursed the Shias. But how he cursed them? Allahumma in matta'atum ilaheed fafarriqhum firaqa waj'alhum tara'iqa qidada. Ya Allah, make them into splinter groups and let them sway and curse one another. Wala tardal wulatu anum abada. And never must the rulers be happy with them. So they never happy with their rulers and the rulers are not happy with them. So today, I don't know if you saw it, we saw it 100 times there in Karachi and so they take the swords and they take the knives and they whip themselves, hit themselves, some get killed in the process. You understood? So now people hitting themselves, people killing themselves, all these type of things. What do you think? Is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu dua for them or is dua against them? What do you think?
Against them.
Obviously against them. So this is the punishment in Ashura that the Shias go through. They think they're doing good, but you are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein and you are proving of it. You understood? And then you blame the Sunnis for it. And we have our Sunni scholars, our Akabir, some of them wrote that. We don't disagree. But that time the Shia books were not available. Today everything is available. You must remember, 50, 60 years ago, you hardly get a Shia book. You must remember that. And you never had internet and all these type of things there. So use what you got. And then Akabir Allah may don't masoom or something, they also make mistakes. So you must remember that, so that I was very fortunate that Allah's Fazal Hazrat Muhammad Salimullah Khan Sahib taught us all these things. He was dead against the Shias. And then Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Mufti Rizalak Sahib, he taught teach us all these things there. So the point is, we must learn Al-Haqwa Haqwa Yuttaba. Maybe your stance was something else, but when the truth comes, you must embrace it. You must remember this type of thing. So that is what our message must be. That we Sunnis, we got nothing to do with the Shias. And we must not accommodate their, let their emotions play with us and we start thinking just like them. You know. So that is foolishness on our part and so forth. So that is our message to the people. And inshallah, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday and all, that we should speak about it as ulama and so forth and so on. Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen. Jazakullah khairan Mufti Sahib. From us and the team, Jazakumullah khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.